Today I'll be doing a review on The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. This book is essentially a book about how to scale a business, entrepreneurial advice, and basic business philosophical ideas. To start, the book was structured a little weird. I won't lie. That was my one issue with it. I just felt felt all over the place. At least to me, I wish there was more of a flow to it. Kind of like a more of a build up or more of a, you know, introduction to a conclusion with a body or you know, significant main points. So I felt like I had to really, like, go in and draw my own, main ideas and structured for the book. So I'm just going to do that here. One of the main points that he talks about is, in scaling and creating a business, we must learn, that the owners shouldn't strive to work in their business. They should work on their business. It's a very common misconception. I think that this is I've heard this throughout, but I like the way he put it. For example, if I were to start a fashion label, although, I'm a designer and I would be the reins to, I would have the key to everything. I need to learn that so long as I'm working in the business, it will never scale to the scope that I would want to see it. If I only strive to have it be a small business, that's okay. You can be, self-employed. But in order to get to a big business stage, I got to learn to, allow other people to do the things that I think that I'm supposed to do while I work on the vision for the entire company as a whole and not just specializing within the company. I thought that was a big and a cool lesson. Another thing was to be curious, and I loved this. It was, people who are good at business and have scaled their company are essentially just people that want to know more. They're curious about their industry, about their product, about how their company can be better. They're willing to, good companies have to be willing to change their business philosophy, products, ideas, marketing strategy. I really, really, really love that. And that definitely is going to stay with me for a while. Just this idea of, the never-ending pursuit of knowledge, constantly being curious, even past your education, even past being successful. You should never be complacent with where you are. You should always be curious about, because there is an infinite amount of things to learn and do and improve on. So there's never a time to stop and be complacent with who you are, where you are, what your company's doing. The one thing I also liked was when starting, being an entrepreneur and starting a company, he says that there's three main things that we all have within us: the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. And it's important to note the differences. The entrepreneur is essentially the person that lives in the future. He's the visionary. He's the innovator, right? The strategist. He creates the new markets. The manager is he lives in the present. He mostly sees the problems and obviously manages the organization of everything. And then there's the technician who's interested in the how to do it, living in the present, going into after this he goes into some seven main keys that he thinks. scaling and developing a business. So he said, number one, these are all things that you have to keep in mind before starting a business, which is number one, your primary aim. So this is about establishing the DNA of your company. This is the who, what, where, and why questions that you must ask before you start anything. Number two, your strategic objective, essentially just a clear statement on what your business has to do. Your organizational strategy, number three. Number four, your management strategy. Number five, your people strategy, which was definitely something cool to see that was in this book, which is the culture. You know, how as an entrepreneur are you allowing your employees to voice out their opinions and to create a creative environment? Number six, your marketing strategy. And number seven, your system strategy. So I thought that was really helpful in the ways that he put it. Overall, I thought it was a great book. I thought that, you know, I think that if you are interested in business or have interest in being an entrepreneur, I think it's definitely a must read. 10 out of 10. What's new? I don't read anything other than 10 out of 10 books. You know, some of the information was definitely repeated through past books, but I definitely thought that he worded a lot of new things. He worded a lot of things in a way that definitely helped me understand, you know, more deeper concepts. So, yeah, I thought it was a great book. Recommend.